right. Gentlemen, that completes the old business. Our first item of old business, other business, is item number 14. And that would be Bay City Manufactured Home Park, clarification on Route 22.
Mr. Chairman, just was it your intention to do that one first or do the ones we pulled off the consent agenda first?
Well, either way. You want to do the consent agenda ones first?
I think I think the way it should go is we moved Bay City up to number one, but that would drop down below the consent agenda
ones
then. We moved.
All right. Very well. Stand corrected. Our next item is a time extension for subdivision 2004-55 MJR Investors LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I sent each of you a copy of the letter from the applicant's attorney requesting the extension. Also attached with that was a copy of a letter from the developer to his attorney explaining what they have done to date. On July 12th, we received a letter. It's addressed to Mr. Wheatley, dated July 9th. Makes reference to a meeting with the county engineering department staff and the developer. Their department was made aware of the developer's request for additional time. They are advising that the developer has actively been working with the county department as part of an effort to expand the sanitary sewer district to the Oak Orchard Sewer District. The developer has submitted the required monies to begin the official annexation of the proposed subdivision into the county sewer district. My office would support the developer's request for an additional time extension of the approved preliminary plan, and based on the conversations of their meeting regarding all site utilities, the engineering department concurs with the applicant that all remaining design issues will be resolved within a specified time frame. That was signed by Mike Izzo, County Engineer.
All right, sir. Thank you. Before we begin, Council, let me ask you a couple of technical questions. Number one, under the ordinance, do we have the authority to grant further time extensions or no?
Well, you know, this is one of those things that comes up, frankly, I guess it's a lot more with regard to conditional uses, as I recall.
This was before the ordinance change.
Yeah, and this was before the ordinance change when it came in. And I would add to it also that Section 9933 of the Subdivision Code talks about modifications to the Subdivision Code. If in the circumstances that are presented, there's a basis for doing that. And I'll read to you quickly what the code says. In the case of a particular proposed subdivision, it can be shown that strict compliance with the requirements of this chapter would result in extraordinary hardship to the subdivider because of conditions which are not self-imposed, or that the conditions would result in inhibiting the achievement of the objectives of the regulations. The commission may vary, modify, or waive the requirements of the subdivision code. So I think what you need to look at is, you know, is there a basis for the request, considering what Mr. Abbott said, that it predated the new ordinance, but also, you know, did the applicant sort of sit around for 2.5 years and not proceed diligently? That's one consideration. The second, I think, you know, or certainly another one would be, is it delayed through no fault of their own? And probably the third would be, is it caused at least in part by the county? You know, the county, I don't think an applicant should be prejudiced if the county engineering department working with the applicant has caused things to be delayed. And I think from in this particular case, from what Mr. Izzo's comments say, it sounds like they're working through annexation into the sewer district, which, as I've explained before, that's in itself a process which requires certain steps to occur by state law, you know, with hearings and annexations and petitions and that type of thing. So that's with regard to this application. But I do think if on a case-by-case basis you deem it's appropriate, I think you can waive that limitation and grant an additional extension.
Okay,
on subdivisions.
Right, on subdivisions. And I just appreciate that. I thought it was important to get that on the record. I thank you for clarifying that. Okay, anyone else? This is, I believe,
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman, and probably that would have been the issues pertaining to these three items that I requested to be withdrawn might have been adequately addressed by counsel's explanation of the code and our authority to do so. But I agree. I think it's important that it's made public in certain situations why we might grant an additional extension given the circumstances. I don't think that we can be a cut and dried commission where, you know, that's it. Of course, as long as we're in compliance with the ordinance and the code. So when the code allows us to do certain extensions or in this case, perhaps an additional time extension based on for appropriate reasons, then I don't have a problem with that. I think we all have to be keenly aware of what's happening in our local economy with businesses that are going, professional businesses that are going out of business, necessitating, you know, applicants to change engineering firms, et cetera. So we, you know, that's all part of what's happening to us locally as well as regionally in terms of the economy. And I believe in certain circumstances that's appropriate. But I agree with Mr. Robinson that, you know, if they've just been sitting on their hands for a couple of years and now all of a sudden say, whoops, we'd like another extension. I think it's important that that the public that's here is aware of that, that that may not fly.
I would agree with that. Just an interesting fact that I was made aware of today. Now, bear in mind that I did not talk to the governor of Virginia or the governor of Pennsylvania, but I understand that both of them have issued automatic time extension on all preliminary site plan approvals in their states because of the state of the economy. I'm not advocating that we do that. All I'm saying is I think that points to the seriousness, you know, of the economic situation in our country. And we're not immune from that. You know, we're suffering right along with them. In the past, I have been very reluctant to grant any further time extensions because, frankly, in the past, it was normally because people weren't, they just, we were dragging
didn't
their feet.
Didn't get around to it.
Didn't get around to it. Well, that's not a good enough excuse. What we have here, though, I think is something we need to consider. I'll put it that way, and I'd like to hear from the other three.
I think the documentation on this one was very revealing. I mean, supported by all the state agencies. Are they asking for a 1 year?
Yes. Yes.
And then would it come back around if the annexation process and the...
They would have to reapply or request another one. And at that point, then you would look at, all right, did they move it further during that 1 year period? You know, you sort of basically have the same evaluation you're having right now then.
I'm satisfied with the documentation.
Agree? Okay. All right, then.
The one thing I would say, Mr. Johnson, or anybody who's going to make a motion on these or future ones that may come up, is just if you could, you know, give some basis for it so that, you know, if we're ever called to look back and compare, you know, that there's something to look at. I mean, I don't think it has to be extensive, but, you know. Just...
Well, I agree with you. And as a result of our discussion today, my recommendation to staff is that these type of situations no longer be placed under the consent agenda, but be placed under other business.
I think that's so wise. I think it's an excellent suggestion that anything that is out of the ordinary like this really should be. We're going to want to put that on a regular agenda. Good thinking there, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did Irma keep yet?
Yes, sir, you have. I retract my previous statement.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2004-55, MJR Investors LLC. My recommendation is for approval of a fourth time extension based upon the detailed information that we received concerning their efforts to comply with the ordinance in terms of the various agency approvals. I'm satisfied that there was more than sufficient effort made to achieve it. Just didn't happen.
And I would add to that, if you think it's appropriate to do so, that it was through no fault of their own. That it wasn't a self-imposed sort of situation.
Well, we don't know that for sure, whether they...
Well, I think you probably ought to add that. you know, because otherwise, you know, you're not looking, you're not well, we likely, or there's an argument that can be made that you're not in compliance with 99.
I'm not sure how much proof we really need, but...
Well, it was, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but they've suggested that at least it's caused in part by their negotiations with the county engineering department.
Yeah. You know, so.
Well, Well, that, but I don't see any different than any other agency, you know, whether it's DelDOT or soil conservation that's not county, but, you know, I don't want to blame our engineering department.
No, and I wasn't suggesting that blame be laid on any department or state agency. My point is that 9933 talks about that the conditions weren't self-imposed, which to me means, again, they didn't sit around for 2.5 years and do nothing, you know.
And the county engineer also supported the time.
Yeah, he's acknowledged that they.
Yeah.
That they've done. I've acknowledged that they've.
Okay.
That there's been adequate efforts. There's an appearance of adequate efforts were made to obtain the necessary approvals.
Okay.
I'll second that one.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a one-year time extension for subdivision 2004-55 MJR Investors LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.